Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 79, A Living Sacrifice. Romans 12:1. Hear it carefully. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Notice that first word, therefore. Paul has spent 11 full chapters describing the mercy of God, a grace that came looking for us when we had nothing to offer. And only then does he turn and say, therefore, in light of all of that, present yourselves. He is not saying, do this so God will love you. He is saying, God already loves you. This is your response. Surrender does not purchase God's love. It is born from it. And that changes everything. You are not trying to prove anything. You are answering a grace that has already arrived. And what does God ask for? Your body, your hands, your voice. Your hours. Paul is not asking for a spiritual performance that happens somewhere far from real life. He is asking for your real life. Worship leaves the sanctuary and enters the schedule. It walks into the work meeting, into the kitchen, into the hard conversation, into the commute. God's altar is not only in the Sunday service, it is wherever you are. But there is something Paul calls a living sacrifice that I think is one of the most honest phrases in all of Scripture. A living sacrifice can climb off the altar. The old offerings couldn't do that, but you can. You wake up Monday and give yourself. You wake up Tuesday and you give yourself again, because life presses in. Weariness settles, and the self wants to reach back for the wheel. That is why this surrender is not a single moment. It is a practice renewed every morning. It is not weakness to make this offering again each day. It is faithfulness. And God, hear this, God is pleased with you in this, with your ordinary, surrendered life. No stage required. No dramatic story needed to make your offering worthwhile. The offering he loves is you, fully given in the regular Tuesday of your week. Paul even calls it your true worship. The Greek word is logike, reasonable, whole, with all of your mind and all of your will. The hour of singing matters, but the surrendered week is the song he actually hears. So today, do one thing. Before breakfast, before you check your phone, before the day starts running, open your hands. Physically, open them and pray through your calendar for today. Task by task, meeting by meeting, place each one in God's hands, one by one. Not as routine, as surrender, as someone who says, Lord, today I am yours. That simple moment, made with intention, is worship. It is altar. It is a living sacrifice. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.